This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. President Trump did not win Pennsylvania in the presidential election, but he outperformed pretty much every poll. Donald Trump found hundreds of thousands more votes than he did in 2016. That's raised one big question for state Republicans who are thinking about the Senate and governor's race in 2022. Will Trump's new voters come out when the president is no longer on the ballot? Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports.
Brenda Baer lives in a rural part of northwest PA, dotted with manufacturing plants and natural gas rigs. She's a nurse and has been working long shifts lately at an adolescent psychiatric unit.
I'm 53 and I live in Port Allegheny, Pennsylvania.
What are you doing over there?
Shaking hairspray. I'm really getting ready for work.
Baer's a mom of four, and her family's a mix of Democrats and Republicans. She leans right, but before this year, she had never voted.
I guess I was a little complacent, feeling that I lived in the greatest nation in the world, and nothing would really ever change that.
Baer says her path to casting a ballot for the first time started after the 2016 election, when a longtime friend who's a Democrat told Baer she would no longer associate with anyone who supports Trump. That comment really bothered her. Pretty soon, she started noticing other comments like that. People she knew on Facebook calling Trump voters traitors. A woman on CNN saying anyone who supports him condones racism. A relative reacting with joy to the news that the president had contracted COVID.
The Democratic Party, the far left, is really pushing an agenda towards really intolerance of others.
Baer's vote for Trump was a way to push back on that perceived agenda. This year, there were a lot of new Trump voters like her. Trump ate into Democratic margins in nearly three quarters of Pennsylvania counties.
I know I didn't vote for him the first time, but I stand behind President Trump 100%.
Colette Carlson is 35 and lives in Potter County, where Trump found 15% more votes this year than in 2016. She says she was motivated to vote for Trump this year by the memory of her late husband, a Marine who died by suicide after serving two tours in Iraq.
To see everything he had to go through for this country, and then you're being told to hate it. You can't be proud to be an American nowadays because it's considered wrong, and that's not right.
Ultimately, Biden's strength with urban and especially suburban voters was enough to wipe out Trump's gains this year. But if these new Trump voters come out in 2022, they could give the Republican candidates an edge. Carlson, for one, says she's off the electoral sidelines for good now. Still, Republican consultant Jason High says he's not holding his breath.
I don't think in these numbers, those voters are available to just kind of generic Republicans.
High's take is based on personal experience. Back in 2018, he managed Republican Scott Wagner's campaign for governor. Wagner's approach was akin to Trump, rallying against political correctness and immigrants. He lost to Governor Wolf, a laid-back liberal, by more than 15 points.
I mean, we ran, I would argue, probably the most Trump-like candidate that you could possibly run in Pennsylvania, and they didn't turn out for us.
And High says capturing Trump's new voters is only half the puzzle for state Republicans eyeing a 2022 run. To win in the general, they also likely need to get the votes of the moderate Republicans who kept the state house red this year but broke for Biden. He gives a hypothetical. Say you're a centrist Republican entering the primary.
You know, if you have a Scott Wagner in the field, who, again, a very Trump-like candidate, is going to appeal to that Trump voter, you have to try to somehow figure out how to kind of out-Trump him. Right? How to get, because otherwise you can't win the primary. The problem there becomes then once you win the primary, it's very, very hard to get back to the center.
There's another, more fundamental reason why Trump's new voters may not keep voting when he's no longer on the ballot. Trump's baseless claims about voter fraud.
What I'm hearing is people want answers.
Jeffrey Strawman is a GOP organizer and former party chair in Lycoming County. He says he and many members of his community are taking Trump's assertions that the election was compromised seriously. Now, there's no evidence for that, and the Trump campaign has lost virtually every lawsuit it has filed so far. But Strawman says, at this point, his community doesn't trust the legal system or the mainstream media. And now, they're losing faith in the electoral process altogether.
I don't think that they're going to be motivated to vote unless they know the integrity of this election was good. So I think what's going to be the determining factor on whether these voters ever vote again is if there are answers to some of these questions out there.
Strawman says Trump supporters are still gathering in the county seat of Williamsport every week to protest the election. They'll be back again this weekend. Miles Bryan, Keystone Crossroads.